doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Did you do something nice over the weekend and nobody gave you any credit? No high five, no simple thank you, no pat on the back. It's all right. You're going to get your credit. You can call 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I don't know if it's because I'm a mom or a wife or what it is, but why am I always the one that has to pack for every single person in my family every time we go anywhere? We went on an overnight this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pack for both the girls. Now, Dakota is two, so you know what?
I guess that's understandable.
I mean, yeah, she'll probably forget her diapers. It would be a problem.
You tell her to go pack. She doesn't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. She just like spins around and sings. But then there's Hayden, my 12-year-old, and she tries, but she only half tries because like she knows that I'm going to do it anyway.
You're
going to
back it up.
Her.
You're going to come over and oversee, and I would say it's the same thing I would imagine with your husband,
no.
Right? He gives
No. He just makes me do it. My husband just assumes that I'm going to pack for him. I remember one time I forgot his belt. It was like the world was coming to an end. What do you mean? I forgot my belt. I go, I don't know, babe.
It became clear to him at that moment that you don't actually care for him at the level that he thought you did. Right? Right at that moment.
Right. So I said to him this time, I go, you're a big boy. I go, you can take out your clothes. I will pack them and go over them. I go, but I want you to pull everything out, you know?
I love that you still go over the stuff.
All right. Well, I mean.
Is that why he ducks the responsibility? Is because he feels like you're going to come over and tell him something's wrong anyways. Do you change his outfits?
He put three pairs of jeans for one night. You tell me why you need three pairs of jeans to go away for one night. The ones you have on, that's what you're wearing all weekend.
Well,
surprise.
One of them is the dressy jeans.
Right. But do you think anybody says, Mommy, thank you for packing so I can make sure I have everything I need. My toothbrush, my scrunchies, the love that I sleep with every single night. Nope. Not one thank you.
Not one piece of credit that you got there. And you've got to make sure that everybody leaves on time or else, you would be dealing with that nonsense throughout the day. We'll give you some credit there, Anna Zapp.
Thank you.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
This vacation ain't starting unless everybody's got extra draws. We got to make sure everybody's got enough undies.
Ma, you didn't pack the Cheetos? Cheetos!
Did you and your husband share a toothbrush this weekend, or did you pack separate toothbrushes?
No, I packed separate toothbrushes because you guilted me last time. We always share a toothbrush when we only go away for one night, and then everybody chastised me, and that was the end of that.
I got to give credit to my wife. It's this morning, not this weekend. She's actually taken Barkley, my dog, in for an x-ray today and a haircut, and he's got to get sedated and all this stuff. He hurt his leg a couple weeks back. So here's the thing is, you think it would be easy, right? Put one in the crate, take the other one to the vet, drop him off, it's fine. Nope, they both have anxiety issues, separation anxiety. So if you leave the house with one of them, the other one will basically have a heart attack.
Yeah.
So she's got to pack them both up, go over to the vet. You can't go in the vet. So now you've got to wait outside standing in line here. It's a very busy vet and wait for them to take care of it. And if they drive away, the little one will freak out again because he knows his brother's in the building. So it's a whole like ordeal. And this is what's going on this morning.
All right. Why don't we give Alicia some credit for handling all of that?
Definitely. She takes care of those animals great, Anna.
She's a good dog mom. She really, truly cares.
She's taking
cares
care of all that stuff. She's upset this morning because Barkley only got to eat a third of his meal because he's going for a nap, and it's a whole ordeal.
I mean, I'm
here.
I thought Lila.
Safely here.
My puppy has issues, but over the years, somehow your dogs have gotten more issues.
It's been a rough 6 months here.
Okay, what didn't you get credit for over the weekend? 1-800-330-9999. You'll get your credit coming up next.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
You don't do kind, nice things for recognition, but when nobody says thank you, gives you a pat on the back, a high five, it kind of stinks, right?
Yeah, I mean, confirmation, a little affirmation feels good when you get it.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do over the weekend that you didn't get credit for?
So I went out on a date, a first date on Saturday, and the girl invited two of her friends to meet us for drinks after we finished our dinner. Then none of them offered to pay for their drink. And I picked up the whole check. No one, not any of them, said thank you.
Wait a minute. You went on a date. She brought her friends. You paid for their drinks and nobody said thank you. I think you got hustled. That's what I think happened.
Right. Sir, check your pockets right now because she may have actually stolen your wallet.
She's like, let me just bring two of my girlfriends along with us on this first date. No, no big deal.
I kind of felt like that, but yeah, at least to thank you.
Well, that was nice of you to pick it up. And you know what? We'll give you the thanks you deserve. Here's your credit.
Gonna get drunk, so listen right here.
Those girls played him.
100%.
Those girls played
him. Here's a tip. If you're on a date,
that decision was made at the appetizer.
And she was like, you know what? I'm just going to call a couple of my friends to come meet us. Like, it's not because she really likes you.
Right. The date's over.
Yeah. That's a problem.
The date is over at this point.
Gosh. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I woke up super early on a Saturday and I went out. I got some fresh bagels, some really good coffee, so that when my kids and husband woke up, they would come downstairs and see this huge spread. Instead, they just sit down and start eating. No one even thinks to say, hey, thanks, Ma, for getting up early on your day off.
Aw.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I love a big, fresh bagel.
Yep.
I'm coming over.
My husband knows that if he wants me to be in a good mood all weekend, when I wake up, there is a big cup of coffee on my nightstand and a fresh bagel. Like, it's my favorite thing in the whole world.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some training you gave him, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you the credit you deserve.
Here you go.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, just one look at you, and I know it's going to be a lovely day.
How come spouses and children think that food magically appears? You know,
I love surprise breakfast. It's my favorite. I'm surprised every time my wife offers to make breakfast.
Yeah. All right. What didn't you get credit for this weekend? You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999.